From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the world tries to decide what to do next after a new North Korean nuclear test. North Korea says it has successfully conducted a test of a hydrogen bomb meant to be placed on an intercontinental ballistic missile. The announcement was made on state television, which also said no radiation had been released into the atmosphere during the test. Yonhap News TV quoted the South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff as saying a 5.6 magnitude artificial earthquake was detected in the area of the test. The quake magnitude was later revised to 6.3. South Korean President Moon Jae-in immediately convened a meeting of his National Security Council. A strongly worded reaction also came from Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. He said if North Korea has gone head-to-head with a nuclear test, this is absolutely not acceptable and we will have to strongly protest. The question now being posed is, after numerous sanctions placed on Pyongyang, what can the world now do with North Korea after the latest test? That's the question I posed to VOA senior White House correspondent Steve Herman.
That is really the question, because over the decades, everything short of a resumption of a Korean War has been tried. There have been negotiations and deals made with North Korea. There have been many, many rounds of sanctions by various countries and the United Nations as well. UN resolutions, condemnations, all sorts of diplomatic protests.
So it remains to be seen, says Herman, what will be done. Make sure you stay with us here on VOA for all the latest information. This is VOA News. The Mexican president, Enrique Peña Nieto, said Saturday his country will not accept any proposal from the United States that goes against our national dignity. Peña Nieto made the statement in his fifth annual State of the Union address Saturday, the first since U.S. President Donald Trump took office.
La relación con el nuevo gobierno de Estados Unidos, como con cualquier otra nación.
Peña Nieto said the relationship with the new government of the United States, as with any other nation, must be based upon non-renounceable principles: sovereignty, defense in the national interest, and the protection of our nation's citizens. He said, I have said it, and I will reiterate it. We will not accept anything that goes against our dignity as a nation. Peña Nieto defended the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, in his address. The Mexican president also sent his regards to the so-called Dreamers, minor children of migrants who were brought to the United States illegally by their parents. During his presidential campaign, Trump was especially hard on Mexico, labeling its migrants to the U.S. as murderers and rapists. He's also been a strong critic of NAFTA and has threatened to withdraw from that pact. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says at least 13 Superfund sites, heavily contaminated former industrial zones in and around Houston, Texas, have been flooded by Hurricane Harvey. The agency said what impact that flooding will have on surrounding areas is not immediately clear. The contaminated zones are likely to release even more toxins into what is already a toxic brew of chemicals and waste already awash in Houston and surrounding areas in the wake of the storm. The Associated Press reported Saturday that its journalist had visited seven of the 13 Superfund sites either by boat, vehicle, or on foot. And the flooding of the Superfund sites adds to concerns already raised because of the concentration of chemical and petroleum plants in the Houston area. The United States' western areas are experiencing a heat wave and wildfires. Saturday, San Francisco had its hottest September 2nd on record, 38 degrees Celsius, but just the day before, the hilly city sweltered in its hottest day ever at 41 degrees. Other record highs were also reported Saturday in California's San Jose, Santa Cruz, and Santa Rosa. Bay Area Rapid Transit System spokesman Alicia Traw said trains were ordered to slow down on the sun-exposed tracks because of concerns the heat could expand and possibly shift the metal tracks. In Los Angeles, Mayor Eric Garcetti said a wildfire north of downtown is the largest in the history of that city. Fire officials say they're confident they can bring the blaze under control. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.